discussing the guidelines, the parameters of the concept of Hov Ishtri Ishtri, he pointed out that the Gemara quotes a Braisa and Avzayim Lebeis that tells us the case where we absolutely would apply this principle. If you have a case of a Metzora, Shechal Shmini Shala, Rav Pesach, he's a Mechusa Kippurim, and all of a sudden Ra Keri Bo Bayom. And now, not only is Rav Mechusa Kippurim, he also is a Tfulyom. So Ula tells us the following Chiddush, that after all, Taras HaMetzora be Matir, by definition, Mechusar Kippurim, entering the Azara. The same thing is applied when it comes to a case of Tfulyom as well, based on the principle of Hov Ishtri Ishtri. So Ula says, that's a given, that's Mufurish in Braisa. The Gemara does point out, Chesamad Aleph, that there is a certain limitation. At least in that case, you're right, Hov Ishtri Ishtri, but there is a Shas Hefter. There is a Shas Hefter. All systems go. He was a Mechusar Kippurim, he was a Metzora. The next step is Matan Bahoros in the Azara, and all of a sudden, subsequently, a problem arises, Ra Keri Bo Bayom. Okay, but at least in that case, when there is a Shasa Heter, we should assume that Hov Ishtri Ishtri, and therefore a comparison to two brothers marrying two sisters. How do you have a Shasa Heter? The Gemara says the following. Let's talk about a case of Nasa Meis, Umeis, and then V'yachar Kach Nasa Chai. A couple gets married, and the husband dies, now there's a mitzvah yibum. And all of a sudden now, the yavam goes ahead and marries the sister of the yavam. That's a comparable case where indeed there is a shasa hetter. The Gemara Daf Yud Zayin, he should not have done so. That's an isra of achos zikukaso, but nonetheless, the issue is chal, and now you have an isra of achos isha. Why not allow, based on the concept of hov ishtri ishtri? So the Gemara begins by saying, ein achinami, that's true. That's an incredible comparison. If Ula would say that this is Pshat and Brais of Metzora, that also is the case in Nasame Sumeis, V'yam Nasachai, do you do Yibum? Of course you don't do Yibum. That's why you need the Gzeres HaKasav. That's why you need the Gzeres HaKasav Allah to tell you that there is never Yibum. If two brothers marry two sisters, even in a case where the Yibum could be justified based on the principle of Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Wow. And then you continue, Chesam Adalaf, Rava disagrees, Rava says, Erva Gufa Lo Tzricha Kra. That certainly is not why Allah is necessary. There is no possibility of Hov Ishtri Ishtri, even in the extreme case of Nasame Sameis, V'yak Nasachai. You cannot go ahead and compare it to the case of a Metzora. So the question is indeed, why not? Why would we compare it to the case of Metzora? And why would we argue, for example, according to Rava, that you can't compare it? In the cases of two brothers marrying two sisters, you don't even record Xerus HaKosu at all. And now to add to the list of those cases where you cannot apply the principle of Hov Ishtri Ishtri, we discuss the Mishnah, Daf Samach Aleph, Shomeres Yavam, Shenafla Lifnei Kohen Edyo, V'nisman Lios Kohen Gadol. A Kohen dies, obviously the brother is a Kohen, we're awaiting Yibum, that's a case of Shasa Heter. And all of a sudden, he was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. Yibum the Kohen Gadol, we're not going to allow that. She's an Amana, she's Ba'ula. We're not going to allow it. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Lo Yichnos. Why not say Hov Ishtri Ishtri? The Heter Yibum was already Chal. And if that Yibum is Chal, why not apply the principle of Hov Ishtri Ishtri? The bottom line is, we don't. So that also raises the question, why does Rabbi say in our Gemara not? And why wouldn't we suggest Hov Ishtri Ishtri and that Mishnah Daf Samar Aleph? And the case that Rav Chaim Oza discusses, the case that Rav Chanan discusses, and Kobetz Aris and Semites, what about the following, Kohen Nazir who loses a relative? In such a case, no one is going to argue Hov Ishtri Ishtri. The Chiyai Gavni, you're going to say Hov Ishtri Ishtri. That would be a very ironic, almost impossible psak. Imagine, they're Tipu to their Nazirim, and they both lose relatives, and they ask me, am I allowed to participate in Levaya? So I'm going to say the following. Are you a Kohen or you're not a Kohen? Okay, reasonable question. But the answer would be striking. You're a Kohen, Mutu. You're Yisrael Asr. Why would I say that that's true? A Kohen is a higher condition, it's Mutter. Yeah, Hov Ishtri Ishtri. To just like the Kim of Avelus is Matu Isra of Tumas Krovim the Kohen, Hov Ishtri Ishtri when it comes to the case of an Azir. If you're dealing with the Yisrael where there is no Heter, you can't say Hov Ishtri Ishtri, and that certainly is not the case as well. So what's the difference between the Kohen and Nazir, or the Kohen who becomes the Kohen Gadol, or the case of Mitzora, or the Machlokas and the Gemara of Nasamei Sumei Sviachakap Nasachai? How is it that you navigate? How is it that you are Madir? So when you see the Tosus of Chesam and Abdi Maschareva, Tosus points out something very, very fundamental. The starting point. Umina Timra, the Hihan Osenes. That's the case of a Metzora. That seems very, very unusual. Metzora. A Metzora who's Mechusar Kippurim, who becomes a Tfoyam. What's the Isser? Both when you're dealing with a Mechusar Kippurim and you're dealing with a Tfoyam, you know what the Isser is? The Isser of one who is Tameh entering the Azara. Huh? Clearly, that's the Isser. A person who's Tameh cannot enter the Azara. That's true if you're a Mechusar Kippurim, that's true if you are a Tfoyam. You happen to be a Mechusar Kippurim, is a Tfoyam. I understand that's true. There are two reasons for your Tumah, that's clear. But in terms of a Shem Isser, they're two different Shemos Isurim. There are two contributing factors to the fact that you are Tameh, and one who is Tameh is allowed to enter the Azara. But if the Shem Taras HaMetzora, a person who is Tameh is allowed to enter the Azara, because by definition, he cannot become Tahar unless he has Matanos in the Azara, and he cannot enter the Azara if he's Tameh, by definition that has to give. By definition, in such a case, we're going to allow Matan Dahoros despite the fact that you're Tameh. Oh, so that can apply to a Mechusar Kippurim. That can apply to a case that... So Rav is very mistaken. How can you argue what is true of that case of Mechusar Kippurim and Tfoyam should be true when it comes to Shemus Mechlokim, Eish Asach and Achos Isha? How can you possibly argue indeed that that's true? Wow. So that assumption is true, that you know what, when you're dealing with unrelated Isurim, there's no possibility of holy history, history. Why would we argue that Torah is Mater A, it's Mater B? Why would you argue that that's true? It's only when you have a convergence of Isurim. Oh, so that would answer all of these questions, no? When you have a case, for example, of a Kohen, indeed it was an Uzzer, so in such a case, they're similar Isurim in the sense that a Kohen cannot be in town of the mace, a Nazir, those are Shem Echad, Kohen and Nazir, that clearly is two Shemos, now? If a Kohen or a Nazir who's going to become Tameh, he's Chayiv twice. He's Chayiv because he's a Kohen who became Tameh. He's Chayiv because he's a Nazir who became Tameh. Now, indeed, in those cases, he is going to be Chayiv twice. And in such an instance, if that's true, unrelated Isurim, how can you possibly have a whole Ishtri? The same thing would be true. Pashuk Shem, when it comes to Mishnah, Dav Samach Aleph. One is this Shavesh Asach when it comes to Yibum, which by essence is lifted, I understand. The other is this unusual Hechetimtza, where you have a brother who was a Kohen who happened to be appointed to be a Kohen Gadol. You're going to argue that that is a Shem Echad. In Isra of Eish Asach, in Isra of Amon of the Kohen Gadol, sure, there's a convergence in this particular Hechetimtza. They climb, I understand, but that's Shem Echad. When it comes to Hov Ishtri, you require a single Shem Yisr. A single Shem Yisr is one who is an Avatuma, cannot enter the Azara. You can be an Avatuma for a whole host of reasons, but an Avatuma can't enter the Azara. So this Yisod seems so clear, and that is why you can't apply it to the case of Samach Aleph. You can't apply it to a case of a Kohen indeed who is an Azir. But you know, you kind of scratch your head. If that's true, so what was the Gemara and the Chesam and Aleph that you can apply it to the case of two brothers marrying two sisters? You're going to argue really that Shem Echad, Eish Asach and Achos Isha, is a single shame. Obviously, there's two separate shemos. Let's assume, for example, you know what, that there's such a case, and a person violates Gilei Raos, he's chayiv independently for Eish Asach and Achos Isha. Isn't that similar to the case of a Kohen and a Nazir? Why would you think you can apply the principle? Isn't what Rava says absolutely true? So, the Chora one has to argue as follows. We're not denying the Chiddush of Rava, that the only time you can apply all these three histories is when you have a confluence of Isurim. But is it so obvious that in Eish Asach and Achalisha, I'm going to view those as that which is independent? I understand. Kohen Nazir is independent. But I get, no? A case of Eish Asach and Amon of the Kohen Gadol is independent. What about when two brothers marry two sisters? Is there enough of a Tzad HaShavah Shabayim to argue that, you know what, that will allow us to link it to the case of Mechusar Kippurim and the Tfoyam? Why would I say that there is enough of a connection? Obviously, these are two independent Yisurim that you're Chayiv Shtayim. You know what the answer is? Because these Yisurim are Tuliyim Zevizeh. Let's assume, for example, you have a case of two brothers married to a sister. I'm going to tell you, there's no yibum because there's an isra ishasad. Let's assume, for whatever strange reason, this guy goes ahead and does yibum. You know what? He does yibum. Well, he's chayiv shtayim. He's chayiv shtayim. He's chayiv for the isra of achos isha, and he's chayiv for the isra of ishasad. That's clear. Let's assume the halacha would be that b'chi ha'gav, and there's no isra of achos isha. If there's no isra of achos isha, there would not be an isra of Eishasach. Whether there is an Isser of Eishasach is going to be dependent on whether there is an Isser of Achos Isha. If the Isser of Eishasach is a function of the Isser of Achos Isha, you know what I'm going to argue? You're right. It's not two just causes or examples of, but rather, these are not independent Isurim at all. They're Tulim Zebezeh. They're Tulim Zebezeh. If there's an Isser of Eishasach in such a case, Achos Isha. An Isser of Achos Isha, there's an Isser of Eishasach. That interdependence is enough to assume the principle of Hov Ishtar Ishtri. So imagine two brothers marry two sisters, and there's an attempt of Yibum, you know I'm going to say? You're Chayiv Shtayim. I'll say, I didn't know. Okay, you're Chayiv Two Korbanos. Shogeg, shogeg. Let's assume, for example, you have the case of a Kohen who's a Nazir, who for some reason thinks that, you know what, he's allowed to metam the mace, because the Parsha says in Emor that Lo Yitama. And he's metaming the mace from Malkam Krovan. You say, you're not allowed to do that because you're a Nazir. He said, I didn't know. How many times is he chayiv? He's chayiv for a Nazir breaching his Tuma. Yama Hashem Yiplu. He's chayiv for a Kohen. He's chayiv for a Kohen who's metaming the mace. A Kohen who's metaming the mace from Malkam Krovan. The Pasuk says, Lo Yitama, Lo Yitama. There's no chayiv b'toras Kohen. The chayiv is only b'toras Nazir. That's independence. That's independence. Where Chiyuv A in no shape or form is dependent on Chiyuv B. No one would argue that since you're a Nazir, there's an Isser B'toras Kohen to Metame the Krovim. That's something which is Mefurish B'krov. And therefore, if that's really true, that these two Isser are absolutely independent, so you know what? We are not going to argue at all, a whole Vishtar Ishtri. That's what Chaim Ozerites, Achiz, Ebenezer, Simen Dalit. Rabbi Chanan, the Kovatzars and Simen Tes, gave another teretz, but that teretz was limited. That teretz was Rashi Shita Brachos Dachav, where Rashi writes, there's no Isser for a Kohen to Matami Lekrovim. There's no Isser. There's no Isser. That's a Dabar Hayot Semen HaKlau. Isn't that what the Pasuk says? A Kohen cannot be Matami Lemeis Ki'im, with exception of. You know what the exception of means? There's no Isser. There's no Isser. So Al-Khanan writes the following Chiddush. If there's no Isser, well, of course you can't say Hov Yishtar Yishtri. Holy Sharia Shri applies that there is an Isser, but this Isser is lifted. There's an override. There's an override. There's no override. There's no override when it comes to the case of Tumas Kohenim. There's no override. But there's no Isser. There's no Isser. B'chi ha'gavna. Rabbi Chanan even brings a beautiful raya. Now, Sota Daf Gimel. There's Machlokas Rabbi Kim Rabbi Shmuel. Whether when the Torah tells us in Parshas Amor that a Kohen is Metame Lemeis, of Makom Krovin, how do you read that puzzle? La Yitama. A Kohen must or a Kohen may? A Kohen must or a Kohen may? That's Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, a mitzvah. The Kohen must. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's a Rishus. It's a Rishus. Wow, that's a stunning Machlokas, no? Whether it's Rishus, whether it's a mitzvah, yeah, the Gemara says that's in the three places. Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel. That what according to Rabbi Kiva is a mitzvah, the Raisa, according to Rabbi Shmuel is not. And Tosus raises the bombshell, no? Still the Daf Gimel. How does this affect Taryag Mitzvahs? No? You have in one line of the Gemara, three cases, Rabbi Kiva says it's a mitzvah, and Rabbi Shmuel says it's only a Rishus. Rishus is not going to be counted in Minyan Mitzvahs. That's how the Ramban begins, Shorash Rishon. With this Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, is everyone bound to Taryag Mitzvahs? Namro Shemisina. Okay, okay. How can it be Rishus? How can it be Rishus? It overrides this Yom Tumas Kohanim. If it's a mitzvah, we have sugyas. A mitzvah can be doche and iser. If it's a rishus is doche. How can that possibly be? How can you say it's a rishus and it's doche to maskoinin? You know what the answer of Chanan writes is? That's exactly the basis of Rashi Shita. There's no iser. It's not dechia. There is no iser. If there's no iser, there's no hechrech to assume that the mitzvah is materis. Who says that there is a matir? Who says there's a matir? There's no iser. Well, if there's no iser, that's Rashi Shita. You know what? You can't argue Hove Ishtri Ishtri. In Kohen, there's no Isser. In Nazir, there is an Isser. So guess what? There's no possibility. Those are two fantastic Tirutzim. Why you don't assume Hove Ishtri Ishtri in the case of a Kohen and Nazir? Makom Krovim. Number one is there's no Heter at all. Number two, of course there's a Heter, but they're unrelated Isurim. And we have independent, unrelated Isurim. There's no possibility of a Hove Ishtri Ishtri. Wow. So that's a pretty heavy, heavy assumption. Wow. And this was against the Beis Meir, because the Beis Meir, Kufayin Dalet, said a stunning chiddush that Mishnah, Samach Aleph, of that Kohen, who was appointed to become a Kohen Gadol, lo yichnos. That's a din d'rabbanan. Midaraisa, we would say, Hove Ishtri Ishtri. We would say Hove Ishtri Ishtri. But Gazru b'Rishonos b'Yashniyah. A double chiddush, no? That Hove Ishtri Ishtri would only allow b'Rishonah. In Chiddush number two, we're going to be Gozer b'Rishona Atu b'Yashniyah. Reb Chaim Ozer writes, he doesn't think that's true. Esi d'chalo sasei. There you can say we're only going to allow b'Rishona. Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Ishtri means only b'Rishona. Ishtri means only b'Rishona. That's Hakka. No? And therefore, this is a Dindaraisa. A Dindaraisa that you can't apply the principle Hov Ishtri Ishtri because these are considered to be independent Yisurim. Wow. So that's something which is pretty striking in that particular case. Okay? We did raise the following issue. You know what? In dealing with the case, for example, of Aman of the Kohen Gadol. Forget about the complicated case. He was a Kohen Gadol. Now he's a straight case. Kohen dies. His brother is a Kohen Gadol. Clearly, in that case, the Gemara says there's no possibility of Yibum at all. There's no possibility of Yibum. Because this is Amana the Kohen Gadol. And Amana meaning Nisuin, that's Losa say and Esay. Amana, Pu'ula, Enesay Dokalosa say, Vesay. Enesay Dokalosa say, Vesay. Clearly, in that case, we don't assume Hov Ishtri Ishtri. We don't assume that, look, if Yibum can be Docha the Isser Veshasach, Yibum can also be Docha the Isser of Amana the Kohen Gadol. Why don't you say in that case Hov Ishtri Ishtri? And we don't assume Hov Ishtri Ishtri. We assume that there's no Yibum. Ein esei d'chalosa say, ve'esei. Wow, that could be very good based on this Yisod. Another example, because these are unrelated Yisurim. Unrelated Yisurim. There's an Isra v'eshasach. There's an Isra of Aman of the Kohen Gadol. They happen to coincide because of this very unusual case. Did it ever happen in history? But a very unusual case where, you know what, the Kohen dies without children, the brother happens to be a Kohen Gadol. One out of a million. In that case, they're absolutely independent Yisurim. And you're not going to say, Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Oh, you know what that would mean? You take a look at our... Oh. In order to argue that there's a dependence, you don't have to argue that it's like the case of Mitzorah. All you have to demonstrate is the two Yisurim are Tluyim Zebazet. Tluyim Zebazet. If A, then B. If not A, then not B. No? If there's an Isser of Achos Isha, then there's an Isser of Eshasach. If there is no Achos Isha, there is no Isser of Eshasach. No? What would you say about a particular case? You know what I would say? That's a great example. Because I would argue, Poshepshat, Rov Rishonim. Let's assume, for example, that this Kohen Gadol does Yibum. He should not be doing Yibum. Yivamos Tavchav, Enei Seidochalosa Sevasei. He goes ahead and does Yibum. You know what? Rov Rishonim. There's no Isser Veshasach. There's an Isser Veshasach. You know what he violated? He violated this Isser of a Kohen Gadol doing Yibum because he's not allowed to marry an Almanah who is a Ba'ula. What Isser is that exactly? What's the Isser of Enes Edochalosa Sevesei? Going back, no, we saw four shittas. Maybe it's only Nisr Drabanan who said that. That was the Chedush Sheiran Sener Daf Yud Ches. Or maybe one could argue fancy. Maybe it's an essay. Why would you say it's an essay? Because it's subtraction. That's a Tosus on Chul and Kuf Mem Aleph. Essay do chalos essay. So the Yibum is doche the Isra of Amana, but you're left with Isra of Geula. No, that's an essay. You know what that means? Enoloke. Or maybe one could argue, no, that's not true. There's Malkus and Ein Essay do chalos essay v'essay. Who's that? Oh, that's a Tosus on Kedush and Daf Mamad Aleph. No? Wow, so those are three shittas? What's the common denominator of all three shittas? There's no Isra of Eshasach. There's no Isser Veishas Av. That's great. You know what that means? That even though the Kohen Gadol should not have done this, that's independent of the Isser Veishas Av. And if it's independent of Veishas Av, he can't apply the principle of Hov Ishtar Ishtri. That's great, 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 great. Except there's a fourth Shita. A fourth Shita. The Shita of the Rashba. Maybe the Shita that Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim that we saw. Maybe one could argue a very great Kiddush that if the Torah says, not the Chacham, if the Torah says don't do evil, the Torah says don't do evil, how do you know that this Rav Eshesach is Paka? Why would this Rav Eshesach be Paka if the Torah says don't do evil? Wow. So that's like a fantastic deal. In those cases where a person is not allowed to go ahead and to do Yibum, not because of Arayos, you can't do it because of Einasei Docholosu Sevesei, or you can't do it in the case of a Suffolk Sota that we discussed. No? Is there an Isser of Eishasach? Is there an Isser of Eishasach? If you hold that there's no Isser of Eishasach, that's great. That means that A and B are not dependent upon each other. There's no Isser of Eishasach, even in this case of the Kohen Gadol who does Yibum. There's no Isser of Eishasach. And if they're independent Yisrim, you can't apply Hov Ishtar Ishtri. But if you're going to argue possibility four, and the possibility is not so unreasonable, if the Torah says don't do Yibum, why would the Torah be mad at Isser of Eishasach? What? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says don't do Yibum. So why would we say, but Isser of Eishasach is lifted? Why would the Isser of Eishasach be lifted? Shelo b'makom Yibum. Shelo b'makom Yibum. Yeah, but how can that be? In the case of another Kohen, you need chalitza. So Rashi writes a stunning possibility. Midrabanan. Wow. That means midaraisa. There's no even result chalitza. Why not? Because there's an Isser of Eishasach. Well, you know what? That would be something which is stunning. That would mean, even in a case of another Kohen Gadol, there is an interrelationship between the Isser of Eishasach and the Isser of another Kohen Gadol. If they're related, A is dependent on B. Once there is an Isser of Eishasach, there's an Isser of, and the opposite is true as well. Oh, now, you know what? I would be more inclined to say Hov Ishtar Ishtri. Also, Chaim Moser writes the following. You know what? Maybe one has to argue as follows. You could only say Hov Ishtar Ishtri when the two Isserim are related. What is that relationship? One possibility is that Ramamish Tulim Bezebezeb. If there's Isser A, there's Isser B. If there's no Isser, there is no Isser. Oh, that's Achos Ish and Eishasach. Maybe there's another. I would say the simple Sada Shabbos Shabbahen. The fact that Eishasach and the fact that Achos Ish are both Arayos. And Yevamos Tav Chesem and Aleph, Hekesha Drabiona, Kol Harayos Hukshu Zelazeh. That's enough to argue that there's enough of a commonality to say Hov Ishtar Ishtri. And therefore, that would only apply in two brothers marrying two sisters. That would not apply in a case of an Isser Veishasach and Almana LeKohen Gadol, even if you were to argue that in the case of Almana LeKohen Gadol, if Yibum is done, there still is an Isser of Veishasach, or there isn't an Isser of Veishasach. No? Still, these are independent Yisurim. How can you Bechar HaMachta equate Veishasach with the Isser of Almana LeKohen Gadol? And that gave rise just to the last point of the shir. What would you say about the case of Nida? That's another example on the list, no? That no one would suggest Hov Ishtar Ishtri when it comes to Nida to say the following. You know what? The brother dies and his wife is a Nida. What was Tosus Kasha Beis Amar Aleph? You obviously can't do evil. Nida. That's an Isser Kares. So Tosus went as far as to assume if you can't do Yibum now because of Nida, maybe we should call that Kol Yevama Sheni Korobo B'Shas Nefilu V'Mavala. And therefore, you never have to. That would be an incredible Eitzah. No? Imagine a person is about to die. And you know what? We're concerned. There's a brother, but the brother's irreligious, the brother's rebellious, the brother's thousand miles away. Yibum Chalitza, what's going to happen? You know what we're going to say? Well, let her not be Tovela, she'll be Anida. In such a case, that's it. Obviously not, Tosa says. Obviously not. We don't assume that Nida's going to break up Zika. Why not argue the opposite? The Hov Yishter Yishteri. That if Yibum is Matir, Nisra Veshasacha should be Matir, Nida as well. Hov Yishter Yishteri. Why not argue that? Just obviously why we don't do so. One may be as follows, because there's something unusual about Nida. No, that's the Gemara that we saw. Nemtes. Oh, no, not so long ago. Then the Parshas Metzora, no. Usihini das Olav. Usihini das Olav. Wow, wow. Usihini das Olav. That's something which is stunning. You know what that means? Nida is Chayav Kares, and Nida is in the Parsha of Arayos, but Nida has Tfisas Kedushin. Nida has Tfisas Kedushin. There's such a fundamental difference between Eish HaSach and Nida. Eish HaSach is Arayos, and there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Nida, there is Tfisas Kedushin. Maybe that indicates it's not in Yisra'erva, or maybe it indicates that's Rabbeinu Tam, or the Rambam Shita, despite the fact it's Yisra'erva, but there's Tfisas Kedushin. And that's that Gemara HaKol Modim Bebala Nida She'ein Havar Bamzen, because Mamzerus and Tfisas Kedushin are Habatalia, Habatalia. So clearly, Nida is not going to break up Zika. Nida doesn't break up issues. There's Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Nida. And if there's Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Nida, you know what? That there's obviously Zika. Obviously. We're not going to argue if she's a Nida, there's no Zika. There's Tfisas Kedushin. But clearly they are absolutely independent. Absolutely independent. And therefore we're not going to apply the principle of Hov Yishter Yishteri. Or maybe one could even argue as follows, that you know what? That true Nida. But there's another incredible difference. You know what? Yamtin. Yamtin. Can't you just wait? Can't you just wait? No? This or Nida is going to satisfy itself. It's going to resolve itself next week. So who says you're relying on Hov Yishter Yishteri when the second Isser is going to be Paka Me'eleha? And is there any raya to assume that should be true? Maybe. But maybe not. Maybe. Because the Gemara here of Hov Yishter Yishteri is talking about Mitzora Shachal Shmini Shalal Be'era Pesach. And Ra Keri, all of a sudden, Bot Zahio. Why? Because if this wouldn't be Era Pesach, you know what I would say? What do you have to rely on any Hov Yishter Yishteri of Tful Yom? Just wait till tomorrow. Wait till tonight. You'll be fully tahor. Why wait? Maybe that would be a fascinating raya to assume that even Hov Yishter Yishteri does not apply when simply yamtin. We pointed out at the end of the shir. Not a raya. Because there's another difficulty, no? A tful yom cannot even enter the machna leviyah, no? So there has to be a heter. Forget about entering the zara. There has to be heter to enter the machna leviyah. You know what the heter to enter the machna leviyah is? Exactly our Gemara. Mutav shiyavo es yishbo karis v'yichesu shenbo karis. That's only Erev Pesach. If this would not be Erev Pesach, what do you mean mutav? There's no mutav in any shape or form. Well, so these are stunning possibilities, no? And this is again Tosus's Dion. Why is it that Rava argues Erva Gufalo Tzricha Lo Tzricha? Wow. So Tosus has two possibilities. Good. Possibly number one is maybe Rava's of opinion via Bemixas Lo Shma Bia. No? Ooh. Possibly number two, you have to have related Isurim. And according to Rava, the Isur Veshazach and Aposisha are unrelated. Wow. Two beautiful terutzim. Why Rava maintains Erva Gufalo Tzricha Kra and now. The Toriev and the Shagasari, Megillah, the Gimel Beis. What do you have to seek other answers for? What do you have to seek out other answers? No? Why is it that Rava maintains Erva Gufalo Tzricha Kra? Oh, maybe one possibility is maybe Rava holds B'Mitzal Shmabi. Maybe another possibility is maybe Rava maintains that Eish HaSach and Achosish are not sufficiently related to Targov Yishter Yishteri, and that convergence is critical. Maybe. What do you mean, maybe? I'll tell you absolutely why Rava says, Erev Gufalo Tzricha Kra, and this is mamish, l'shitase of who, what, where, no? Oh, a Gemara we discussed earlier, Zvachim Daflam Abeis. And this is Mamish Arsugya. Ula says the following, you know, if you have the case of the Mitzorah, Shachal Shmini Shavah, and Ra Keri Bo Bayom, just like Taras HaMetzorah is Mata Mechusa Kippurim, it's Mata Tebayom. Wow. Hov Yishter Yishter. Okay. Rabbi Yosef said the following Kiddush. If you're going to argue Hov Yishter Yishter, let me give you another case. Karban Pesach, it's Erev Pesach, the Tzibur is Tameh. The Tzibur has a Tumas Meis. The Tzibur has a Tumas Meis. Oh, so isn't that Tumah Hutra Duchi B'Tzibur? The Torah describes that the Yachid is Tameh Pesach Sheni. But if the Tzibur is Tameh, the carbon is brought betuma. The carbon is brought betuma. And Mamish Shihan Osenes, that is the sugya of Hutrin Dechuya. Why is it that if the Tzibur is Tameh, the Karban Pesach can be brought? Is that Betoras Hutra? Is that Betoras Dechuya? That's the Gemara, Yuma Daf Vav, Sener Daf Yabez. And the Gemara has a stunning, stunning nafkamina that Dechuya is only if it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim. Is this called Eif Shalakayim Shneim? So the Gemara says the following, you know what? The Sanhedrin can solve this problem. They'll be Ma'aber, the Shana. They'll add another Sheni. By adding another Sheni, we're going to buy a month, and by that time, everyone will be Tamar. So the Gemara Sandaf Yabez writes, an extreme, extreme, incredible. If you hold Tumas Dechuya B'Tzibur, the Sanhedrin must solve this problem. They have to add an extra month. If you hold Tumas Hutra B'Tzibur, the Sanhedrin is not allowed to add an extra month. That would be called Ibur Hashanah Shalol Tzorech. What's the Tzorech? To allow the carbon to be brought? Hutra, Hutra, Hutra. Wow, then that's something which is stunning, no? So if you have a Tzibur that are Tmei Mesim, in such a case, the carbon Pesach is brought to Tumas. Oh, what about the following? Ruban Tmei Mesim. The Tzibur is Tmei Mes. And all of a sudden, Nasu Zavim. Nasus of him. There's a second tumor. A second tumor. Wow. Not only a tumas meis, but, Kriyas HaTorah, no. Tamei b'Torah Zav. Oh, so Yosef says the following. Arsugya. Hov Yishter Yishteri. Hov Yishter Yishteri. Hov Hutra b'tumasan. Hutra l'zivasan. You're not allowed to typically offer a korban b'tuma. But here, the Karban Pesach is brought the Tuma, as long as it's a Tzibur. So, Mali Chad, Mali Trey. So the same thing would apply when it comes to a Zav as well. Hovo Hutru the Tumas and Hutru the Zilas. Wow, that's another case of Hov Yishter Yishter. Yeah, that's, and you know what I would tell you? That's really similar to Mitzorah. Because these are two contributing factors that they're Tameh. Just like you can have Tum because of Mechusa become Ritfoyom. You can have two because you're Tamei Meis or you're Azav. And Hov Yishter Yishter, Hov Yishter Yishter. Wow, that sounds great. That's the Chiddush of Yosef. If you hold like Ula and Arsugya, I'm going to give you another case, and that is Rov the Tzibur that have a Tumas Meis, Shena Suzavim. Okay? Abayi says, no way. Abayi says, Midami. You cannot compare our Gemara to your case. Why not? Because Abayi says the following Chiddush. Mitzorah heterahu. The fact that a Mitzorah enters the Azar Batuma, but that's Dechuya. There's no way the Mitzorah can become Tahor without entering the Azar. That's true by definition. That's true by essence. That's Mitzvah Sebekach, Yefshe Binin Acher. The fact that a Mitzorah enters the Azara is Hutra. And Abayi says something which is incredible. If that's Hutra, hold the Yishter Yishter. Hutra can be Matir beyond. Wow, that's incredible. You only apply Hov Yishter Yishter when it comes to cases of Hutra. So that's very good. A Mitzorah is a problem. What do you do if Mitzorah enters the Azara? What do you do? The Mitzorah must enter the Azara. He cannot become Torah without entering the Azara. That's true by definition. That's true by essence. Abayi calls that Hutra. Abaye says, Mitzora Hetera, and Hov Ishtri Ishtri. When it comes to a person as a Tumas Meis, you know what Abaye says? That's Dechuya. Tumas Dechuya Betzibur. Tumas Dechuya Betzibur. And you know what that means? Laha Idche, Laha Lo Idche. If you're dealing with Kutra, Hov Ishtri Ishtri. That's incredible. If you're dealing with Dechuya, whoa. No? Dechuya is a very limited Heter. Dechuya does not allow you to say, you know what? This and that. There's no halacha of hol v'nidcha nidcha. Halacha is hol v'ishtri ishtri. That only applies in hutra. A mitzora entering the zar is hutra. A case where the tzibur happens to be tameh, that's hutra. That's dechuya. And if indeed it's dechuya, there's no hol v'ishtri ishtri. Okay. That's fascinating, no? Okay, read on. Zvach lama beis. You know what Rava says? Ibcha mistava. Really? You're going to argue Hov Yishtri Yishtri only applies in the Teira? And it doesn't apply in a case of the Chuya? Rava says, Ibcha mistava. I'm going to tell you the exact opposite. Opposite is true. Mitzoris Heteira. If something is mutter, Lahai Ishtari, Lahai Lo Ishtari. That's unbelievable, no? If something is mutter, like the Kohen Ezra of Ochanan, no? Mutter! What right do you have to extend? It's Heter Gamur. The Torah demands that the Mitzorah enter the Azara. That's called Hetera. Lahai Ishtari, Lo Ishtari. Tum is only Dechuya. If something is Dechuya, there's a Matir. If there's a Matir, Mali Chad Mali Tre. That's pretty unbelievable, no? So Zvach Nachlamed Beis, you know what Ravah Shita is? Ravah Shita is you can only apply Hov Ishtari Ishtari, Hov Ishtari Ishtari, wow, in a case of Dechuya. So Mitzori is a Teru, that's Mutter. But I'm not necessarily going to apply it beyond that. But if you're talking about Tumas Meis, Tuma Dechuya Betzibur, if it's Doch, it's Doch, and Malicha, Malitre. So Rava signs off. Rava says, you only apply the concept of Hov Yishtri Yishtri in a case which is Dechuya. Wow. So the Shagasari writes the fact, when you see that, we're done. What exactly is our Gemara's comparison? What is true, Hov Yishtri Yishtri, should even apply in a case of Yibum? Two brothers marrying. Rava maintains that you only apply Hov Yishtri Yishtri in a case of Dechuya. What would you say in a case of Yibum and Eshesach? Yibum and Eshesach, is that Dechuya? Shagasari assumes Yibum and Eshesach, that's true by definition, that's true by essence, that's mitzvah sabakat v'yashubi nacher. That is not what Rava would call Dechuya. So that's mamish, l'shitase. Forget about a teretz. That's exactly what Rava says. Erva gufalo tzricha kra. Lahai ishtri lo yoshtri. You cannot apply it in a case of utra. You can only apply it in a case of duchliya. And that's why Rava says you don't need a pasuk of aleha. It's obvious that there's no hovi ishtri ishtri when it comes to the case of yibum. That's something which is pretty striking. Tosus doesn't assume this, no? Tosus is bothered. How can Rava disagree, no? So Tosus has two other terutz, no? Be the mitzvah of Shmabia, or interrelated. Why not just simply argue, he hanosenis, this exactly is Rava Shita. So Rabbi Kvega writes the following, this is the Tosus Rabbi Kvega, here in the opening mission, Seches Yomamos, no? Perek Aleph, Os Gimel. Rabbi Kvega writes the following, be careful about Ibcha Mestav. Be careful, Beit HaMasav. Abaye went on early. And Abaye said the following. You know what? I'm only going to apply the principle of Hov Yishtri Yishtri in Hutra and not in Dechuya. So number one, Abaye is making distinction. In this case, yes. In this case, no. Number two, what's the direction of the distinction? You know? The answer is Hutra, yes, Dechuya, no. Hutra, yes, Dechuya, no. All of a sudden, Rava screams, No. That is not Mistah. You know what? If anything, you should distinguish in the opposite direction. If you're going to distinguish, you have to flip it the other way. In a case of heter, you have no right to extend. In dechiyah, it's more mistavra, ipcha mistavra. It's more reasonable to, So Rabbi Kivega writes the following. It's not an normal flourish in the Gemara that Rava would absolutely maintain in Hutra, you don't say Hov Yishtar Yishtri, but Duchu you do. Rava's statement was not in a vacuum, that in Hutra no, in Duchu yes. Rava was responding to Abayi's comment where he said, Hutra yes and Duchu you no, and Rava just said, Ibcha Mistabra, if you're going to distinguish, the distinction should be exactly in the opposite, but maybe one should not distinguish at all. Maybe one could honestly argue, Matsina Lameimar, that even in Hutra will assume, Hov Yishtar Yishtri. But if you are going to qualify, you are going to qualify Abaye, the qualifier should be in the opposite direction. That's Rabbi Kivega writes. That's why Tosis is not, because it's not Mufurish in the Gemara. This was not just a sheet in the vacuum that Hov Yishtar Yishtri can apply in cases of only Duchlina Hutra. But in context, Rabbi was just dismissing Abaye. Lefi shitascha. As sometimes yes, sometimes no, I would flip in the opposite direction. Not as you do to argue that dafka b'hutra, armin hov yishtar yishtri. And then maybe one could add the following. That maybe the Tosus that does not answer this, maybe one could suggest, ooh, is quite l'shitase. Because as we pointed out, Tosus of Shita does not sound as though Yiba Meneshes Achasutra. Yiba Meneshes Achasutra. But that's like carved in stone. Maybe Yiba Meneshes Ach itself is only Dukhliya. Is only Dukhliya. How do you know that Yibum is Hutra? Is Hutra. Because Tosus is bothered by the following. The Gemara was searching for a source of Esi Lechalos Esi. And the Gemara assumes that even if you come up with the source, Esi Lechalos Esi, that's true when it comes to Allah, but not true when it comes to Nisakares. In Esi Lechalos Esi Shvokares. So Tosus raises perhaps the most obvious question, Amai Lo Yalfinan Esi Lechalos Esi Miyibu? You're searching high and low. Why do you have to look so far? Yibum is Doche Eshesach. Let that be the greatest source of Esi Lechalos Esi. So Tosus answers, nope, you can't derive from Yibum. Why? Because mitzvah sabakach v'i efshar b'ninachim. That's true by definition. Yibum and Eshesach, surprise. That's what Yibum is. That's true by definition. Mitzvah sabakach v'i efshar b'ninachim. So if I only had that Tosus, you know what I would say? That's a code word for Hutra. Duchoya means when two things happen to clash. When it's true by definition, when it's true by essence, that's not called Duchoya. What happens if you have a linen garment and you affix wool tzitzis? That's Esi Lechalos Esi. What happens if a kohen is wearing big day kuna? You know what I'm going to tell you? By definition, you cannot have big day kunodah shatnis. That's mitzvah sabakat yesh minacher. So you know what? One could argue, that's hutra. Tosus just giving you a hagadar. How do you know it's hutra? Because mitzvah sabakat yesh minacher. You know what the difficulty is? You know, we already saw the Tosus. Hey, what day is Dermas Kukula? Tosus is bothered by the following. What's the source of Esed El Chalos HaSei? Tzitzis and Shabbos. That Enochinami, that you have a linen garment, you affix wool tzitzis, and Esi Lechalos Esi. Tosus raises the following kasha. That what do you mean? Shatnez is a somewhat weaker isser. Because Hutra Michlalo, it's a big day kahuna. Hutra Michlalo, it's a big day kahuna. Wow. That's Tosus is Tosus Akasha, no? That maybe Shatnez, that's going to be the source, after all. But it is the source. It is the source. How can that be? How can that be? So you know what Tosus says? You know what you see from there? The fact that you allow Shatnez among the Big Dekun is not Hutra. It's not Hutra. If it was Hutra, then you couldn't learn even from Kalayim and Tzitzis. Elamai, it's not Hutra. Tosa says, so if Kalayim Big Day Kuna is not Hutra, why don't you learn Esi Dochalos Esei from Kalayim Big Day Kuna? Tosa says, because Mitzvah Sabakach, V'yev Shabinin Achen. Just like Ebal. Wow. So you know what you see from Tosas? Mitzvah Sabakach, V'yev Shabinin Achen is not Hutra. That still is within the Hagdor of Duchuya. Tosus is bothered. How can you learn Esid al-Chalosa say from Tzitzis and Shatnez? If Shatnez is Hutra Miklalo, it's not a candidate. The answer is it's not Hutra Miklalo. It's not Hutra Miklalo. Even though when it comes to Shatnez, that doesn't take it out of the category of Duchuya, and Tosus assumes the same thing is true when it comes to Yivam. In a word, Yivam Eishasach is Duchuya. Yivam Eishasach is Duchuya. And that's the Shitase of the Tosus we're going to see. Ooh, Chesem Abeis. Tosus. The Tosus Yishonim. How do you know that Yibum is Mater anything more than Yavam Yavale? Maybe B'makom Yibum, one Maisa being done? Maybe more than that. Tosus Tavchav, Tchilas being then done. How do you know that we're going to matter anything more than Bimur Shalman? Just like in a case of an Esed Ochalos Haseh, a brother marries, all there was Erisin, dies, Kohen Gadol, there's no Isra of Basulin, she is a Basulin. But Esed Ochalos Haseh is only going to matter Bimur Shalman. Why don't you say Yibum is only matter Bimur Shalman? Why don't you say Yibum is a Mata B'Rishon? So the Tosus Yishonim here gives the clear answer. Because Yibum B'Makom Kohen Gadol is Esid Ocholos Haseh. Yibum Nei Shasach is Hutra. It's Hutra. Hutra means even B'Yashniya. But you know what's fascinating? The Tosus on the Ches Mabeis, the Maschum Alameh, does not give this answer. Tosus is bothered. Why is it that we don't limit Yibum to a single Maisabir? Single Maisabir. Why not? You know, the answer is Hutra. Tosus does not say that. Tosus says the following. What do you mean? Svaravu. It doesn't seem logical. Lo Amar Rachmana Yavel Lagarsha. Yeah, that's what the Torah means. Go ahead and marry her. And the purpose is Lahakim Shem Lachim Hameis. And Nasis Kishal Chodavar, that's Mustaber. It means Tchilas Vien and get divorced. Tosa says that doesn't sound like that's what the Parsha is saying, no? The Tosas' Teretz is not as crisp as the Tosas Yishonim, no? Tosas Yishonim is Hutra. We're done, no? Hutra means Hov Yishter Yishteri. We're done. Here, Tosas. When you look at the parsha, Svaravu, no, it sounds as though they're going to live happily ever after. That's not called living happily ever after, no? Yavam Yavala and then Tzarech Lagarsha. I would say that, you know what, that Tosus is not functioning, and Daf Gimel Daf Ei Daf Ches, with the absolute Hutra. In which case, maybe one could argue, ooh, L'shitas Yav Ches Amad Aleph, that Tosus is bothered, what exactly is the Svara of Rava? What exactly is the Svara of Rava? Tosus does not say that this is Rava exactly as Shitase, Zvachim Lamed Beis. You only say Hov Yishter Yishter in a case of Utra, in a case of the Chulia, and Yibum is Utra. No. That's exactly, I would say, the indicator indeed that the Tosus writes. So it's an important Ta'ara. Are as well, that Chiddush, right, of the Shagasari and Turyevah, And why is it that Tosa seemingly does not give this teretz? Rabbi Kveger, that Ibcha Mestaber does not necessarily mean absolute, or maybe Tosas L'shita saying, in fact, that it's Tefuya. Unless, again, all Rava meant was, you know, that there's a difference between Mitzvasa B'kach Yenef She'enacher, and that would be enough of a reason. The Poshub Shem, Tosas, and dealing with the case of Tefuya. Well, okay. Now the Gemara suggests the following, that, I'll tell you this, that Asid Hekesha Nevid Rabbi Yonah. The Gemara says the following. You know what? We have the following problem. We have a model of Eish Hasach, which obviously is a Mutar Makom Yibum. We have a case of Achos Isha, where two brothers married two sisters, there is no Yibum. So the Torah weighs in on two cases. Yibum is Matar Eish Hasach, but Yibum is not Matar Achos Isha. Why is not Matar Achos Isha? Aleha, aleha, aleha. That's clear. So you know what? Oh, if that's true, and we have that Kesha Rabbi Yonah, so therefore, very, very simply. So, Erev Guf Lo Tzricha Kra. Erev Guf Lo Tzricha Kra. After all, we have a Kesha Rabbi Yonah, and that tells you to compare Shar Arayos with Achos Isha. And if that is true, so therefore, certainly there's no Yibum. The Gemara raises the obvious question, my chazis. Wait a second. I know that you have a hekesh. A hekesh means, you know, we'll compare the other rayos, which is not mentioned, that which is mentioned. But, wait a second. In Eish Hasach, it is doche. In Achos Isha, it's not doche. So, my chazis, why do you say we're going to compare Shar Rayos to the case of Achos Isha? Why don't you compare Shar Rayos to the case of Eish Hasach? Why not go ahead and do so? Oh, so the Gemara answers as follows. Why? The Gemara says that Iba Yisem Alukulo Chumra. Chumra Machshina. You have a Hekesh. The Hekesh means that what's true of this Erev is true of Shar Arayos. But I'm not sure which way to tilt. Is that really the given is Eish Hasach, therefore Mutter, or Chasish and it's Aser? The Gemara says, what do you mean? That's clear. No? L'chumra Machshina. Well, so on the basis of L'chumra Machshina, we will know that clearly, that the mitzvah is not bidoche Shar Arayos. Well, so this we alluded to before, this also is a fascinating issue. Machlokas Rishonim. Where did this call come from? L'chumra Machshina. Sometimes you have a hekesh, the hekesh is clear. But here, you know, it's vague. We know that what's true of one is true of the other, but there's a rule, there's an exception. There's Eish Hasach and Achos Isha. So how do you know to compare Sharas to the case of Achos Isha? The Gemara is going to give you a b'yisema, maybe it's obvious, because in Eish Hasach, you're only dealing with one Isser. In Sharas, by definition, you're dealing with two Isserim, Eish Hasach and another Isser. That's like Achos Isha. So if you have any suffix, well, the dimin and bito, you have two models. Yibum is doche single ish of Eish Hasach. It's not doche two isurim. So whenever you have two isurim, so therefore, isur. That's the baisema the Gemara will have to discuss. Now, the first tells is the Gemara very, very simply. This is based on the klal of L'chumra Machshina. And that gives rise to a very, very fascinating issue. What exactly is the underlying svar or concept or hagdar of L'chumra Machshina? Where did that come from, L'chumra Machshina? And here I'll tell you two possibilities. I'll say Poshub Shah. That's the Midah. That's the Midah of Hekesh. That's the Torah says, compare A to B. So I'm going to tell you in which direction. You know? There's a kul, there's a chumra. Eish Hasach is the kula, Achos Isha is l'chumra. Compare everything to. To what? Eish Hasach or Achos Isha? You know what the answer is? The midah of Hekesh That is the midah. That is the midah. We're done. That's the midah. Or maybe one could suggest an usual possibility, but it's found in the Rishonim. It sounds a little unusual, but maybe in Achinami, it's clear that there's a hekesh, but you know what? We're not sure. In which direction? L'kula chumrah. And you know what? Now, there has to be another principle that takes over, and that's Sveika Darais l'chumrah. Sveika Darais, is l'chumrah makshin b'toras vaday, or is it b'toras safek? Is the chumrah makshin b'toras vaday? Is the chumrah makshin b'toras vaday? Admittedly, to say that this is b'toras safek, I would say it's a chiddush, but the Rishonim that maintain this. Wow. Where do you see, for example, this should be something which is b'toras vaday? The chumrah makshin b'toras vaday. That's the midah. So you know who writes explicitly that midahi, the Tosus and Bava Kama Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosus is Mefurish, Rabbeinu Tam, that midahi, the Chumrah Shinin is the midah, not midin safek. It's the midah. What's the context? That's pretty important. No? There the Gemara discusses, you know, you have an animal that causes hezek. The animal can cause hezek, and obviously in different ways. Shein, regel. Well, regel means, you know what, the animal, b'derech hilucho, is walking, and the animal steps on a crown. Oh, okay, that's regel. Shein. Ubir b'steacher. Not that. The animal ate your crown. No? So, b'shilach esbir ubir b'steacher. You're chayiv if your animal goes ahead and walks on someone's crop, damages the crop. You're chayiv if it consumes the crop. You consume the crop. The Gemara raises the following issue. When I think about an animal that eats the crop, yesh hanala ezeko, I understand. You know what? But that's typically a case of mechal yakarna. Mechal yakarna means the crop is destroyed. The animal eats the crop, it's gone. What would happen if the crop is damaged, but it's not gone? Lo mechal yakarna. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Shein de lo mechal yakarna minon. If an animal gets some benefit and it damages a crop, how do you know that you're chayim? For example, the Gemara gives the case of tinfa peres lanasa. The animal didn't eat the crop, the animal soiled the crop. How do you know that you're chayim? Oh, so the Gemara says very simply, Dumi de rego. Rego. The Torah describes, the animal's just walking. Every case of an animal walking on a crop destroys the crop, never damage, just destroy. You eat, you consume. Every time an animal steps foot on something, he consumes it. No, he doesn't consume it. Oh, so the Gemara says obviously, you're chayiv for regel, you're chayiv for shein. Regel is lo mechal yakarna, so shein, do me deregel. Well, now the Torah equates v'shilach esbira, v'r'v'steacher. You know what that's called? A hekesh. Why? The same pasuk compares two things. If the same pasuk compares two things, that's called a hekesh. No? When you have psukim that it's not the same pasuk, you know what that's called? Ooh, smuchim, tzitzis and shatnis. No, it's not the same pasuk. Juxtaposition. The same pasuk. The shilach esru abirs de'acher. The Torah is makish shein regel, and therefore you're chayiv in a case of shein, even if it's not full discretion. Oh, so Tosis is bothered. Why not say the opposite? Why not say, just like in shein, when an animal typically eats, you destroy the crop. Maybe you're only chayiv in regel if mechal yakarna. But if an animal would walk and all he does is he damaged it, maybe you shouldn't be chayiv. Because the Torah equates, in other words, by nature, shein is mechal yakarna. By nature, regel is not. But there's a hekesh, which is true of one, is true of another. So how do you know that means you're chayiv in both? Maybe say, you're potter from both. That's Rabbi Natan's kasha. Well, so Rabbi Natan answers, because the chumrah makshina.
A churma abshina means you're going to be chayiv in both. You're going to be chayiv in both. And Rabbi Yotam says, midahi, that's the midah of hekesh. That's the midah of hekesh. Why does Tosus have to stress that's the midah of hekesh? So you're ready for the next line of Tosus. Lo shna isura, lo shna mamona. That's fascinating. Now that's fascinating. Lo shna isura, lo shna mamona. You know why that's so fascinating? Because when it comes, for example, to the world of Hezek, there are two moving parts. There are two moving parts. Now, let's say a person is mazik mamon chaver. Mazik mamon chaver. You know what I'm going to tell you? There are two worlds. There are two worlds. One world, I would tell you, is tashlumin. Are you chay b'tashlumin? Are you potem b'tashlumin? That's a world of mamon. World of mamon. Let me ask you another question. Isn't there a world of iser? Are you allowed to be mazik mamon chaver? Are you allowed to be mazik mamon chaver? Not usually, on Baba Kama, no, that's like the first year. No? What is the iser hezek? What is the iser hezek? You know, not so clear. You can take a look at the stipe, Simon Aleph, no? It's lengthy. What is the iser hezek? What is the iser hezek? You know what? I get a charge, say, you know what? I'm going to smash your window, and I'll pay you for it. Is that mutter? Is that mutter? I'm going to give you 100 cents on the dollar. It doesn't sound like it's mutter. No, it doesn't sound like it should be mutter. No? There's a mabit in Kiryas Sefer, Perkei of Niske Mamon, that writes it's Nisid Rabbanon. It's Nis Chovel, there's Nisid Araisa. No? The Pasuk says, Penyosi Tlakoso. You can't smash a person and say, I'll pay you for your doctor bills. But if I break someone's when I pay for it, is that kind of value neutral? So you know what we assume? That's not value neutral. We have Paschal Lech Lebach, Oshemishvot Lamedalit. You're Pusseladus. You're Pusseladus if you're a Mazik. Not a Mazik amazing. There's an Isser Hezek, and there's Tashlume Hezek. There's Isser and there's Mamon. There's Isser and there's Mamon. It's not so clear. I'll have to discuss tomorrow. What's the Isser Hezek? What is the Isser Hezek? What Pusseg would you point to? There's surprising candidates. No? What Pusseg? The Adramah writes, Lifneiver. We've made it, right? What's wrong with putting a mikshel? You know, something can trip. Oh, you see, that's an iser. That's an iser. Or if you have to rechak kamalcha, the Adrama writes like chidushin. Now, what's the iser hezek? But there is an iser hezek. There's an iser hezek. So there's an iser. So I'm going to tell you the following. You know what? We have a suffix when it comes to hezek. Suffix when it comes to hezek. So you know what I would tell you something stunning. Even though in the world of Mammon, we're going to pass on Hamotzi Merchla Varaya, but in the world of Isser, I'm going to say, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Like the Gemara has a suffix. Like this case. You know what? What's the halach of a case of Lomachal Yakarna? Lomachal Yakarna. If it would really be a suffix, you know what I would say? Rabbi Natam says, you're not allowed to do it. You must exercise shmir to see to it that your shore does not go ahead and even partially damage the crop. But if it's only partially damaged, I'm going to say you're potem and atashlumin because hamotzim el chavaraya. That's like fascinating. I'm going to slip sock in the realm of Isser and in the realm of Mamon. Right? The Talmud says, that's wrong. That's wrong. When the Gemara says that regel and shein archayiv, even if it is lomachar yakarna, lo shna isura, lo shna mamona. It means you're chayiv to pay. What do you mean you're chayiv to pay? What happened to Moshe Merchav Araya? You know what Tosos answers? L'chumra makshin. You know what you see from that? L'chumra makshin, Rabbi Amida, Amida. This is not suffix. If there be any element of suffix, we should say Moshe Merchav Araya. Tosos, we don't say that. You're chayiv, not just you're chayiv to exercise shmira, to be cautious. You have to pay. Pain, doesn't that fly in the face of Motzim Rechav Raya? The answer is there's no suffix whatsoever. Because the Chumrat Shinan is Mida, Mida. That's a Mida. But take a look at the Ramakomas that are giving you now. The Primi Gadam Sicha Kalales, and a Tosus Arashvim Sachin of Mem Gimel, where the possibility maybe that's Midin Suffix. Midin Suffix. And then we'll have to see the Kasha, Tosus, when it comes to Islandis, when it comes to cases of Kishasachim Shlaya Balama. So finish those Ramakamas and go on to the next page, Mr. Shemdu.